Hello, Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back. This is the fifth shiur in Mesilat Yesharim, The Path of Just by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzado. Today we're going to be discussing the Midat Hanikyut, the trait of, literally translated, cleanliness. Just to mention, by the way, on the website, the link being in the banner line, which is www.teachittome.com, there you'll find recordings of the previous shiurim and other shiurim that I'm giving online. So let's begin. What is this idea of nikiyut? What does it mean to be naki? It means to be without any bad character, without any sins. Not just in that which is seen as a mitzvah or a sin, but in fact, material fact, of what is a sin or a mitzvah according to the Torah. Most importantly, it's about being truthful to oneself. It's about not lying to oneself. Midat hanikiyot hi heyot adam naki legamrei mikol midara umikol het. So this idea of nikiyot, as we just said, is to be naki, to be clean, to be with completely and totally without any bad character, without any sin. Lo dai mima shehet bo mufursam vegaloi. Not just with those sins which are well known. Elegam ken mima shealev niftebo lohorot heter bedavar. But also from those things which one's heart has led him to believe are permissible, even though they're not. Shekasher nachkor alav beemet. That if we go ahead and investigate them in truth, nimsa shelo haya heter ahu nirelo. Because he will see that which he permitted himself regarding this act was only something which came about, meaning a permissibility that came about because of the fact that his heart was still afflicted a little bit from this desire. Because it is not completely pure from it in its entirety. And therefore his heart drew him to be a little bit careless regarding this, a little bit light regarding this, not careful about it. The one who is tahor in his heart, meaning he's reached here nikiyut, is the one who has completely removed any trace of desire for what the Torah views as wrong. As we said, he's clean, possesses clear vision, and doesn't desire after evil. He is a tzaddik. This is the defining factor of righteousness that stands on Zehirut and Zrizut. This idea of being naki, of being completely honest with what is right and wrong, stands on top of watching, meaning being Zahir, monitoring one's deeds that they are in fact not wrong, and being Zaris, meaning being motivated and zealous about doing the right thing. Now, Ach adam asher tohar mizeh haneg legamri v'naki mikol roshem ra shemesharet ha'tava achreya. So a person now who has completely clarified himself of all this evil, hina riyato tiye brura, he will have clear vision, legamri, completely. He will make proper and clear decisions. He will not be led after his desire in every direction. Now, monitoring yourself, in other words, being careful about everything you do, and the idea of nikiyut, as we're describing it here, they do seem very similar. But there's an important difference. Zehirut is in being careful of what is well known, and nikiyut is in all of its details. V'hinecha ro'eh ata ha'hefresh shebein hazahir v'naki. Af al pi shekrovim hem ze lezeh b'inyanam. Even though they're very similar in their matters, hazahir hu anisa b'masav, v'ore shelo yechdeh b'mas shekvar noda lo. He's already careful about what's already known to him. Everybody knows it's not allowed. This is a sin. He's not going to do it. Amnam, however, he's still not a master of himself. In other words, he still has a natural desire that's going ahead and that's drawing him in different directions.
Now, this may seem like a very lofty goal, this idea of being a tzaddik. But understand, what do we mean by being a tzaddik here? We mean being just in everything that has been asked of you. We're meaning following the rules. We're meaning doing exactly as you were told. The idea of tzaddik, in the sense of the Ramchal's writings here, is the first three midot that we are talking about. The idea of being zahir, the idea of being zariz, meaning being careful not to do anything wrong, being zariz, being zealous to do what is right, and being naki, meaning doing everything perfectly, meaning exactly to what is required of you. This idea of being a tzaddik is in the realm of us all. It is something which every one of us is capable of achieving. So this idea of being a tzaddik is going to come out from nikiut, is in our hands. So having nikiut is when you've made zahirut a habit, and you've developed a motivating love of Torah and mitzvot to move forward with zrizut, zeal. It's these three together that moves things. Making him nikiut is putting the seal on. It's making the habit out of being careful and about being motivated forward. Once a person has made it a true habit about being careful about doing anything wrong, of course, at first he is completely turned around and he has removed from him any sort of sins and habits on that which is well known. And he's already established within himself to make a habit of doing everything which he has with, that has to do with zeal. It will strengthen within him his love of his Creator and the desire for him. See, this habit that he's going to make part of his life by making this a constant and total part of who he is. So he's talking about before, the Ramchal is looking to change who you are. He's looking for you to transform yourself. So the power of this transformation, the power of this habit that you're going to enforce upon yourself, it's going to remove you from the physicalness. Yadik dato el hashlemut hanafshi ad shesof sof yuchal legi el hanikayon hashalem. It's going to go ahead and connect you with this complete and total nikayon, complete and total cleanliness, a psychological purity to be able to move forward and do what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. Shekvar yichbe'e shata'ava ha'gufanit melibo, because these habits are going to go ahead and put out the fire of desire that's in a person's house, that's in his heart. Behitkaber bo achemdat elokit, with its awakening of a desire for godliness. Now, this is all clarity in the realm of reality. And that's the result of moving towards this. Clarity in the realm of thought requires more than nikiyut. It requires Torah, purity. That's something we will get to in another two classes. This is on the level of moving towards the spiritual, further beyond. But here we're talking about within this world, everything being clear. His vision will be left, as we said, to be clear. He will be completely clean in all of his deeds. Now, it requires tremendous efforts to reach this level. As clear evil and good, they're easy to work with. I mean, this is evil, this is good. And we're really very rarely faced with clear divisions like this. If one must be medaktek, he must be exacting in particular to reach this level. And that's a difficult task. And let's face it, one's nature is to be malabit zchut. Namely, to lie to himself and say, it's not such a problem. The habit of giving excuses to one's errors. Or worse yet, justifying them as correct is one of the greatest obstacles in man's life. It's the great lie that only grows and brings one to his doom. In many ways, for all those people who have spent their life growing in a religious environment, growing in all the proper things around them, this may be the one Yetzirah, the one thing, a block that stands before you, a lying to oneself. Anybody that has it in his heart and has reached this point with love and fear of his Creator, how could he possibly sin? Only by lying to himself about what is a sin.
It
is tremendous amount of work to be able to reach completion in this trait. Because, again, the sins that are known, those are easy to guard against. Everybody knows that they're evil. But this special particularness and exactingness that we need to have this type of cleanliness, this is very difficult. Because turning around and teaching ourselves the permissibility of something which is a sin, this is always in the way. So this tzitzkus is difficult, but it's in the hands of everyone. Unlike the higher levels of chassidut, piety, when we discussed them, like I said, this is actually going to be the end. Meaning this shiur is the end of the level of tzitzkut, the level of being righteous. And we'll talk about more about this idea next shiur. And the next shiur will begin the idea of the level of chassid, of being pious. And we'll discuss then what that is. And that's, of course, going beyond the letter of the law. Now, that's not for everyone in terms of being going beyond, but this is for everyone. And everything we're talking about now in this shiur is in the hands of every single human being. When we get to the shiur of chassidut, we'll go ahead and discuss how to apply those concepts to everyone. Although it's shleimut in those levels, meaning completeness in those levels, that's for the few. And we'll deal with that in its time. But here, and everything that's coming up, he says, this is for everyone. So since we're talking now, as we enter into the 11th parak of Mishnah Yesharim, about being particular, the acquisition of this trait is in the numerous details. Prate midat hanikiyot rabim hem, and the details are many. Hemod. Vihinam b'chol ha-pratim sh'v'chol ha-shlosh me'ot shishim v'chamesh mitzvot lo taseh. And this goes for all 365 of the mitzvot lo taseh that say don't do this. But there are, of course, certain areas that people tend to lie to themselves most about. Kiyomnam, imyan hamida kfar amarti shuliyot naki mikol anfei avirot. However, we are talking about, though, being clean from all sin. V'ulam afal pi shebekol avirot mishtadel hayetzer. Ara lahachdi et ha'adam. So even though, by all sins, the Yetzirah is there and waiting and trying to go ahead and push a person in the wrong directions. Far yesh mehem she'ateva machmedan yoter. There are those sins which are far more desired naturally by man. Uvehem marelu yoter heterim. And there, in those places, there he lies to himself the most. Ashir al ken yitzterech behen yoter chizuk lenatzeach et yitzro linakot minachet. And therefore, you need to be stronger in order to be able to overcome the Yetzahara and to be free from sin in those places. V'chenam ruzichnu recha, and we have a statement from the Chachamim, gazel varayot nafsho shel adam mahmedatan umitavelehem. It says, stealing and improper relations, man's soul desires them, he wants them.
it's not that people are going to go outright in sin. Forget about, like, stealing outright. Somebody's going to walk in, go ahead, pull a gun on someone. No, we're talking about normal people here. We're talking about me, you, and everybody else. So we're not talking about outright sin. והנה אנחנו רואים שאף על פי שלא רוב בני אדם גנבים בגלויהם. You know, see, people are not outright thieves. דהיינו שישלחו יד ממש במון חבריהם לקחת ולשים בכליהם. It's not like they're going to go ahead, grab somebody's money, stick it in their pockets. אף על פי כן רובם טועמים טעם גניבה ומסעם ותנם. But many and most, they still taste theft in their business. ומה שיורו היתר לעצמם. When they go ahead and they lie to themselves and show themselves that something is permissible, to go ahead and make out on the losses of his friend. And they say, nah, business is different. Business is business. Business is not religion. Business is not this. Business is not that. Listen, the Torah is not a religion. It's God's commands to us for life and living. And the Torah is filled with rules about theft. One must understand that even those things that will ultimately lead to sin, they're already in the sin itself. They're inside the Isur. Person can't lie to himself. He can't say, hey, no, it's not really, this is not really the sin. Anything that brings you to the sin is part of the sin. Don't fool yourselves. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Ela B'Emunah. What God desires is honesty. V'chein Hu Omer Emunim Notzer Hashem. Omer B'Tchusharim B'Yavol Goy Tzedek Shomer Emunim. And so forth and so on and so forth and so on. Look at the sales industry alone. You're being involved, you have schora, you have goods you want to sell. Reina b'inyanei ha'onah. Look at the idea of deceit. Come on, akel hu l'adam l'itpatot v'likashel. How easy is it for a person to deceive himself and to fall into sin? Kashel l'chor yireh lo sh'roi hu l'ishtadel l'yafot z'chorato b'inyanei anashim. Because he thinks, hey, I gotta make all my goods, my wares that I'm selling, I gotta make them look good in the eyes of the people. U'l'histaker b'yegiya kapav. And make profit from his efforts. To go ahead and talk a talk, make the sale. It's a hara abounds that convinces people that they can only make it through deceit. And statements that are in fact true but blown way out of proportion don't make it any easier. The quick man profits, the hand of the diligent prospers. Omnam, however, if you're not going to analyze and be very careful in the way everything you do, what you're going to get is thorns instead of wheat. You're going to end up sinning. כי אבוא ונכשל באבון ההונאה אשר הוזרנו עליה לא תונו איש את עמיתו. He's going to transgress and fall victim to the sin of deceit. The Torah warns, let no man deceive his fellow. And don't be the fool to lie yourself about one of the bigger lies we see. Va'amru zal afilu ramot et hagoy asur. Even to go ahead and to cheat a non-Jew. This is a sword. This is not allowed. Ukra ketiv sherit Yisrael lo yasu avlat v'lo yudaberu chaza v'lo yimatze b'fihem l'shon tamit. The remnant of Israel will not do iniquity, and they will not speak falsehood, and deceiving tongue will not be found in their mouths. Deception is deception. וכן אמרו Ein mefarkesin et hakelim hayshanim sheru kechadashim. You're not allowed to go ahead and take an old vessel and paint it, make it look like a new vessel. Ein marvin peru beperut. Afilu chadashim bechadashim. You can't even mix fields, fruits from different fields. Even when we're talking about everything's fresh. Now, obviously, we're talking, these specific examples are examples that are specific of the way things were sold in those days, and where essentially a person went and he purchased from a specific field and so forth. But it still applies. It's still about the idea of being very careful not to be misleading. No, so how is a person going to sell their goods then? Of course, without any question, a person needs to have faith in his Creator. He has to have faith in the fact that if he does what he is supposed to be doing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will of course be there for him. And this is his world, and everything will work out. But also, v'im tomar b'zavecha, eich evshal lanu shlo lishtadel v'masanu matanenu l'rutzot et chaverenu al ha-mekach v'al shavao. So no, a person is going to say it himself. Well, then what efforts am I going to do in business in order to go ahead and get my friend to be interested in what I'm selling and to see its value? Chilek gadol yesh b'tava. There's a big difference here. Ki kol mashu larot et hakonim, amitat tuv hachefetz v'yifio. Now, everything you do in order to show the true desirableness of the item and its beauty, that's not a problem. Hinei hishtadlu tahu tov yashar. This is good to do. This is what a person should be doing. אך משהו לחסות מומי חפצו אינו אלא הונאה ואסור. But whatever is done to conceal imperfections, that's deceit, and that's forbidden. If a person turns around and he's got a store, and he's taking his goods that are broken, and he's kind of sticking it together so it just happens to be together, if he's taking clothing with holes in it, if he's taking this, if he's taking that. I remember when I was younger, my father had clothing stores, and I remember that he would make it our job, me and my other siblings, we would sit down, and our job was we had to go through each and every item that would come out of every single box, and we'd have to check it carefully to make sure there wouldn't be any holes or any damage within it. Why? Because you can't put that up. You can't put that up. That's stealing. It's damaged goods. Damaged goods have to be put aside. Most of the time, they can be given back to the manufacturer, or there's some other sort of deal. But either way, you can't sell them as being perfect when they're damaged. You have to know. You can't mislead people. Most importantly, you can't mislead yourself. You know, it's one thing for a person to walk in to his local supermarket, stick his finger into a package of grapes, and grab one. Now, I'm not saying here this is okay. You have to really ask. Is that the policy of the place? Do they allow it? I know the local food stores here have big signs, don't taste the grapes. Which I thought was interesting enough. I would expect them to tell people, please taste the grapes. Nevertheless, I do know that some of the bigger supermarket chains here actually encourage such a thing. They want you to taste it. They want you to see the benefit of their product. Take one, you'll love it, you'll buy a package. And I think that policy works quite successfully for them. But now it's one thing, like I said, to go ahead, when the policy is there and it's permissible, to go ahead and grab a grape and taste it. It's another thing to lie to yourself. If they hand each and every one of your kids a grape, they're not going to make a decision about buying this product. A person can say to himself, well, you know, the store wants my kids to be happy too. Well, you know, the store gives out free balloons. Let the kids take the free balloons. But the store didn't give out free grapes. Now, of course, you can ask. But it wasn't free grapes. It was asking you to give a taste. And it may look like some sort of foolish little thing to go ahead and go back and forth on. But I remember when I was younger, and I was teaching the idea of why the flood came in the time of Noah. Now it says that, essentially, they would perform this idea of Hamas. And what was it talking about? It was theft, but not theft. And I used to give this example to the kids that I was teaching. This is a third and fourth grade class that I was teaching. And I used to tell them like this. There's a local ice cream shop called Baskin Robbins. And when you walk into Baskin Robbins, they give you these little pink those little pink spoons that you can go ahead, you can taste whatever ice cream you want to see. If that's the flavor you want, you can go ahead and eat. So what would happen in those days, they would walk into the local Baskin Robbins and they would go ahead and they would taste every single flavor until basically they, of course, were now full. They didn't want any more ice cream. That's theft. It may not be theft, it can be prosecuted in a court of law, but still theft. Not lying to yourself means being careful about everything, including those things which are not being prosecuted. Running the red light is not permissible just because there's no cop there in the corner. So, just like the love of money is great, so we see its pitfalls are great. Just like we said, the desire is great for money. Therefore, of course, the opposite side. The greater the desire, the greater the downfalls that are possible. And if a person really wants to be pure, he really wants to be clean from these things, he's got to spend time thinking about these things. He's got to work on them. Now, if he does manage to do this, if a person can really sit back and say, hey, I don't have any songs from Napster sitting on my machine. My copy of Microsoft Word is something that I purchased. No, if he can reach such a madrega, yada shi'gi kfar la madrega gdola, then he knows he's reached a great madrega, because the whole world around him, we know, is telling, ah, no, no, no problem, don't worry about it. Because there are many people who have reached into all the branches of piety. But when it comes to dishonest gain, somehow or another, it becomes very difficult to reach completion. Nikiyut. Cleanliness. The Ramchal gives a little interruption here as he's going through the biggies, as we'll call them, the big desires of man. And he tells us that everything we're talking about, he really applies, it's found in all the mitzvot. I'm talking only about the details of one mitzvah. And the similar type of divisions and particular aspects you're going to find by all the commandments. Omnam, eni maskir elo otam shiragirim rov bnei adam lekasher behem. But I'm only mentioning the things that most people tend to fall. So, certainly on par, but it is second to, in the Ramchal's list here, to money, is animal desire. In fact, it's a greater evil. It's the spiritual source of all evil desire. But it's not as rampant in view of all. And it is secondary on the Ramchal's list. Because nevertheless, there are times when a person will overcome the aspects of the act, may harbor within him deeply a desire, but hold back the actual physical act. And it gets vented, as we saw before, in money, power, etc. So now we get to this desire. So this desire is of illicit relations. It's from the stricter. And it's number two to theft. Rubam bagazel umiyotam barayot, because there is a statement by the Chachamim. This is the majority; they succumb to theft, but a minority to that of illicit relations, and certainly of the more horrendous type. Now, the magnitude of work to get away from this sin is huge. Everything is associated with desire. Even other desires and sins that are intended to lead to this sin, remember, are part of the sin. Every desire that revolves around this desire is part of the sin. Now, understand something. I know, of course, there's many people listening. This desire manifests itself in two different ways. By man, the desire is somewhat obvious. He has an interest in women in a very deep and physical way. It's unquestionable. By women also, there's a desire, but it manifests itself in a slightly different way. Woman's big yetzahara is attention. So understand what we're talking here in terms of this idea, ultimately speaking, of illicit relations. When you're looking at being naki, when you're looking at being clean from this sin, man is focusing most on his eyes, he's focusing on his hands, on his directions, etc., on his thoughts, where they're going. Women here, you need to focus on the idea of attention, of grabbing the eyes, of grabbing the physicality through desire for attention. Given this cloud, given this general principle as how it manifests in the two sexes, so let's move forward a little bit now. Says, a person who wants to be truly clean from this sin. It's not a little bit of work. Because in this Isra is not just action. Because everything that brings a person to this, everything that would bring a person to this, even if it doesn't, and that's a key, even if it doesn't, it's in the sin. Don't even come close to revealing that which is illicit. Listen, one thing leads to another. Ba'amru zichronam levracha. Hachamim taught. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tomar, don't say, holy va'asur li lishtamesh b'isha. Since I can't live with a woman. Harei tosav en liavon. I'm just going to hold her, and I'll be free from sin. Hareini megapifa veni avon. I'm just going to embrace her, and I'll be free from sin. Oshani noshka veni avon. I'll just give her a kiss, and I'll be free from sin. Look how horrible it's come that society has considered a kiss such an intimate embrace that only belongs in the privacy, intimacy of one's home. To be an affectionless greeting between people. Surely there's something else behind all of it that is not a matter of affectionless, but with affection. And this isn't a sin. This is already there. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kshem She'im Nadar Nazir Shalol Lishtod Yayin. So we have an example in the Torah. For example, the Nazir says that he cannot drink wine. The Torah says he may not drink wine. So what does the Torah do as well? Asur lo lechol anavim, lachim, v'yabashim. He can't eat plump, nice, juicy grapes, and he cannot even eat the dry raisins. Umishrat anavim. No grape juice. V'chol ha'yotzim. V'gefen ha'yayin. Everything all connected to that which grows from the wine. No. The Torah itself illustrates for us exactly how things are supposed to go. This is asur. Everything you connected with it is also asur. Af isha she'ena shelcha asur ligaba kol ikar. A woman who's not yours is not a woman that you can touch. A man who is not yours is not a man to flirt with, not a man to draw attention from. וכל מי שנוגע באישה שאינה שלו, מבין מיתת לעצמו. And any man who touches a woman other than his own wife brings death to himself. And I don't think we have to elaborate on how flirting and drawing the attention of a man who's the wrong man is not a positive thing in any possible way, and is only going to lead to the wrong things. So achieving this, achieving the kihut here, a person has to create additional boundaries in order to be able to achieve this trait. L'mandat shezeh retzono shel makom. Namely, no, this is the desire of God. K'she'osur lanu echad min isurim. When one thing is made asur, ilmad situm min ha'mefurash l'sor kol ha'karov. Learn by deduction what is not stated, that that's also asur. Boundaries will save. Boundaries will protect. Al ze haderech asru b'inyan ze shel arayot kol ma shehu mimenu shel haznut o hakarov elav. So you apply this principle to the illicit relations, and we see that the sages prohibited anything partaking of the nature of improper behavior between men and women, and anything that even approaches improper relation between them. Yeh be'eze hush yeh dahainu ben memaseh, ben b'riyah, ben b'dibor, ben meshmiyah, v'afilu mashava. It doesn't matter what the avenue is. Deed, sight, speech, hearing, thought, it's all asur. Everything is off line. Even talking about such manners, flirting, little jokes, it's already in the hands of sin. It already piqued one's interest for the man. It already drew attention by the woman. Binyan adibur im aisha behed yeshaninu kol amarbe sicha im aisha gorim ra la'atzmo. It says in Pirkei Avot, anyone who converses at length with a woman is going to draw evil to himself. No, you're in business, you're in the world. We're not talking about the idea of no interaction, but we're talking about the idea of interaction on a serious note. Business-length transactions. No investment on a personal level that's going to bring about something, namely sin. Uvishmi amru kol b'isha erva. Hearing a woman singing, this is impurity. This will again draw attention to her and draw him to thoughts, draw him to deeds. Thought is an issue in itself. Even if a person thinks he can control himself, person should guard himself from all evil things. That he shouldn't think improper things during the day, yeah? Come to uncleanness in the evening. Not only that, the thoughts of sin are worse than the sin itself. Evil thoughts, an abomination to God. A person sitting back and contemplating sin, he is in the realm of sin. And he is in fact bringing what? Bringing uncleanness to that aspect of man that is most distant from the world and the animal. He's bringing it to that aspect of thought.
that which is where we connect to the spiritual realms. If one's thoughts are not naki, if one's thoughts are not going to be clean, does he really expect to be able to use his koah hamadame, his imaginative centers, to be able to meditate and reach the heights? Does he really think that he's going to be able to perceive on any level with clarity if his thoughts are not clean? We know that the power of one's psychological abilities can bring a person to not see a color. A person can be afflicted with a psychological dysfunction where all of a sudden a certain color can't be seen. Physically the eyes see it, but mentally it's gone. The power of the mind over perception is unreal. A lack of clarity in perception, is that something that anyone wants? Does anybody want to be nuts? No. So think most and realize that having a clear mind, having clear eyes, having a clear sense of touch is something to be sought after and desired. There is nothing more amazing than the touch of someone you love when it's in measure. When every time that touch takes place, it's recognizable and conscious. An overabundance in any of these areas numbs a person. He no longer has any perception, because everything has been pushed to the subconscious. I want that my wife should have the best attention in the world. That when I look at her, that she knows she has my attention. How does she know it? Because when I look, it's a look. And when I touch, it's a touch. Because those are moments that are conscious. Because guarding oneself and being naki means that when those times come that you need to make use of that which God gave you, you make use of it in a controlled fashion as a conduit for passion that's unbridled. True passion that's conscious and awake and guided to the right place and the right direction. And that's not possible if a person's thoughts have been distorted and if a person's motives have led him to a constant numbing of everything around him. If I bump into somebody, I know I bumped into somebody. Somebody who goes through life haphazardly will never know that.
והנה דיברנו משני גופי עבירות חמורות שבני אדם קרובים לקשל בענפיהם, מני רובם של ענפים ורוב נטיית ליבו של אדם בתאוותו עליהם.
So up till now, Ramchal has developed for us two sins whose various forms are likely to be stumbling blocks, both because of the innumerability of the various forms of this avera, because of the strong desire and inclination that exists by a person for them. There is a third. There is a third. A third biggie. Okay, I admit, those that know me know I'm a little overweight. Okay, I'm a lot overweight. Food is the third evil, bottom line. What can I tell you? Except that this certainly relates to me.
והמדרגה השלישית אחר הגזל והעריות לעניין החמדה, הנה הוא איסור המאכלות.
So the third thing that comes up is food. בין בעניין הטריפות עצמם
whether we're talking about trey food, b'me'inyan tarvutehem, whether we're talking about mixtures that are questionable, b'me'inyan basar b'chalav, we're talking about milk and meat, or chelev, or fats that are not allowed, the dam, or blood that's not allowed, b'inyan bishuli akum, b'inyan egili akum, or various other forms of rabbinical injunctions against foods, yen, niskam, ustam, yenam, various types of wines, we know they have to be kosher wines, ushari, suray achila, and various other forms of food that are not permitted. Now, being careful about these things requires a lot of effort. Because there's the desire of the heart for good food. I have to admit that I've certainly repeated that sesame beef is one of God's gifts to mankind. Perhaps repeating that over is something I shouldn't be doing. And certainly it reminds me of the fact that I hope my wife will make it again this Shabbat. Anyways, v'chesron hakis b'isurei ha'taruvot v'kiyotze b'zeh. And of course, there is the various losses of monies that can be involved in this when it comes to any sort of mixtures and so forth. This type of meat is cheaper than this type of meat. This is cheaper than that. Kosher food is not exactly cheap. Ufratehem rabim kechol dinehem ha'yidu'im. And the details for them, it's like everything else that's known. And it explained the detail in the poskim. So if a person is being light about this, if a person is not being careful in a place where the Chachamim said that you need to be strict, he isn't doing anything else except for destroying himself. Do not sell yourselves with them, becoming unclean with them. Im metameim atem bam sofchem letame bam. Because if you sell yourself with them, you will in the end partake of their uncleanness. Don't get involved. Now, non-kosher foods, they bring a tuma to the body and soul. They force holiness to leave the body. Chelek Elokai Mimal, your soul, it's a piece of godliness from above. God grants it, he puts it here in you. Don't chase it out of you. It truly brings true spiritual uncleanness into the heart and into the soul of man. To the holiness of God goes ahead and distance himself from you. It's more than that. It's more than that. A person thinks, no, it's just fish. It's just fish. What's the big deal with McDonald's fish? What do you mean? What's the big deal with fish from here? What are you talking about? There are laws of kashrut. There are laws that apply to being strict about what a person eats. What's the big deal? There's nothing in the ingredients. No, you need to have something and know that what's in front of you is kosher. You want to make sure there's supervision. You don't want to take chances with your soul. Do you understand that everything that you eat that's non-kosher becomes part of you? And it's not like it's going to disappear overnight. It takes 7 years for the cells in your body to go ahead and to replenish and replace. Mamish becomes part of your physical being. No. We all have desires for that which is wrong. They don't need to be there forever. They can be worked out of the system. And it's within your hands and your possibility to do this. You can do it. Every single aspect. And the truth of the matter is that when we take a look at the continuation of the Ramchal's work now on Nikiyut,
it's many pages to come. Far too much for us to really be able to center in on in a 1 hour shiur. This is perhaps the one part of the Ramchal Sefer that certainly could, days and days and days could be spent on this. So certainly we are limited, and we're not going to be able to jump into every single detail. And I really highly recommend taking the time, going ahead, getting a copy of Mesilat Yesharim, and going through the entire 11th and 12th chapter in every single word in detail. One last thing that I'm going to just bring into mention before moving on to the last chapter, just a couple of words that apply to there for the sake of our shiur, of our class, is that in terms of being naki, as we said, it's not just from sin. It also applies to one's character. Gava, self-centeredness. People lie to themselves all the time and call self-centeredness self-esteem. Yes, there is a form of self-esteem that is important for everyone. Sit down though with a Rav. Sit down and find out what is real self-esteem and what is lying to yourself. Kas, anger. There's nothing in the world that a person should be turning to in anger. A complete losing of oneself and senses over anything. Don't lose your mind. Be in control. Then you can change things or you can make things happen. Anger comes from self-centeredness.
No, who are you? Who are you to tell me?
Who am I? I'm your brother. I'm a fellow Jew. It is my place because I love you. Alakina, Vatava. No, jealousy. Desire for that which you don't have and is in the hands of another. Oh, come. All these traits, I don't think there's any question about. Like I said, halavai there was more time. And perhaps a class unto itself just in the one subject. Maybe another couple classes maybe onto this one subject. So just finishing up now, looking at the last chapter. When we talk about acquiring this trait of nikiyut, of cleanliness, of not lying to oneself, I think there's no question. Find out what the truth is.
Open the books. Go to those who have already exited the tunnel, that have made it through, who can be your guide and can bring you through too. Who can show you the clear understandings. Go to the Chachamim. Learn the laws clearly. Know what's what. Learn the books of Musar. Learn the works on ethics and on self-perfection. Now, what are those things that keep a person away from this? Clearly just that. Not knowing what it is you need to be doing. And falling in the other two things that we've already spoken to you about. The idea of not being zahir, meaning a person not being careful, meaning a person falling into depression, losing hope. Not being motivated, not focusing in on what is his purpose in the universe and on the greatness of the universe around you. This whole world is a proving ground.
kind of like a big video game, as we mentioned before. You can score, you can win, you can get to the end. Thank God there's tshuva. You have many lives here. You can't blow any of them. But those opportunities of many lives means you can move forward with them. Go forward. Do what you have to do. Don't think it's impossible. It's possible. And if you fall, you'll get up again. You do tshuva. No, God, I made a mistake. I fell. Help me. Help me make this next time the time that accomplishes, the time that works. God willing, we'll all move forward step by step. And all tzaddikim, all grow to be naki, to be clean. All forms provided by everything we do. And see Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bimhirah Bimeinu.